Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. I am one of the co-hosts, Tim Spencer. Today is Saturday, February 25, 2017. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. Today is open lines, caller's choice, however you want to say it. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want to. 1-800-313-9443. Well, Lori, how are you doing today?
Doing better.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been sick for basically, everybody's been sick with the bug. This flu, I think everybody at RBN's got it. I know everybody in this house has it for the past 2 weeks. And I think we're all finally getting over it. I know even John Statmiller's had some kind of bug, and I've had to fill in for him the other night while he was trying to recuperate some, by which, by the way, I hope he's feeling better, too. But this bug, I mean, it seems like everybody I know in alternative media from top to bottom has been sick with this thing. Less one or two notable exceptions like John Moore, who never gets sick with anything. But, you know, it seems like we're all getting over this thing. Anyway, a few things going on in the world. Dakota Access Pipeline, something near and dear to Lori's and my heart. You know, we have our feelings, and we've even mutually agreed to disagree on some of this stuff, but apparently everybody is finally back down on the Native side. And there was a few dozen arrests this week. But now the place is apparently almost a Superfund cleanup site because of all the people living on there in that one little tiny area for so many months. It was a real mess. But anyway, I guess it's getting cleaned up and everybody's getting out of the weather now. And I'm not saying what happened there was right, or I'm not saying it was wrong. It's just the way it is. But I'm just glad the situation's resolved now. Hopefully nobody else will get hurt. Lori, what's on your radar? What are you looking at this week?
Not really looking at anything. Except
just trying to get better, I understand.
But once it's over, I guess the old saying, you know, time for spring cleaning.
Yeah. Well, here's one good thing, folks. I don't know. I've never seen spring come this early, ever. We're looking at 7 or 8 weeks early at least, well, where we're at here in the Missouri Ozarks. The apple trees are budding out. The grass is starting to turn green. And it's only the third week in February, or actually, I guess, yeah, no, it's third week. Yeah, third week in February. You know, we've got the buttercups popping up through the ground.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, go ahead, Lori.
We also have a caller, Dan in Hawaii on line 3.
Oh, fantastic. My buddy Dan, another bubblehead.
Another bubblehead.
Yeah, how you doing this morning?
Okay, how you doing?
Good. We're finally getting over this bug, Dan. The whole family is. Lori's about the sickest one of us all, but you know, because she got it the last, so last caught the bug, the last to get over it. But we're doing good, buddy. Weather is beautiful, bright and sunny, a little bit breezy, about 45 degrees.
Yeah.
Everything's turning green. We're doing good. How about you?
About the same here. I'm on the Big Island. I'm on the east side. It's the tropical side.
Right.
And about 5 miles out of a small town, population 1,000. And, yeah, it's pretty cool here. I've been here quite a while.
Well, you know, I've never been to Hawaii, Dan. I was born and raised in Florida. Hawaii, Corey. But I've never been to Hawaii, ever. Not even, not even putting into port or nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I was stationed in Pearl Harbor, and you know, I was young. I joined when I was 17. I think you said that too, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, actually, I turned 18 in July, and I went in August. But I'd already done the ASVAB and already done the what do you call it, when you sign up early? I forgot what they call it.
No, I forget.
Now. Yeah, but you know what I mean. I'd already signed up before I was 18.
Yeah. Yeah, I turned 18 in boot camp.
Oh, I believe that. Yeah.
In San Diego.
Yeah, well, I went to boot in Orlando. They had three places, San Diego, Orlando, and somewhere up there in the flatland country, Great Lakes, I think they called it.
Yeah,
but they
Great
shut
Lakes.
Orlando down completely. It's gone.
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's gone. The whole base there in Orlando is gone.
Yeah. You know, you were talking about, last time I heard you on the air, it was a lady called in, and you were talking about exercise on the boats, and you were saying you didn't do much.
No, we didn't. I didn't, at least.
We didn't either, but we had what was called JFKs, and once a patrol, they'd kind of check us out, make sure we could do deep knee bends and whatnot. But what I found was that... just by going back into port every 3 months and having R&R for 30 days, you know how it was.
Oh, yeah, I do, definitely.
And then another 2 months at school and or muster up and be out in 15 minutes.
Well, that's the way it was for most of the boat. I was a yeoman. Unfortunately, I had to be there most days in journal.
Oh, yeah, so you had to do the work, the ship's work in the office.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I still had Wednesday beer ball games.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I found that we got pretty good exercise there in Hawaii, and everyone was in pretty good shape. Yeah.
Well, actually, you know, as young as we all were, Dan, hang on, we're in big for a second.
I don't know.
Man in
uniform.
Anyway, folks, I apologize. Lori and I are both still getting over this bug. It's lasted forever.
Well, Tim, let me digress here a second, if I may.
Sure.
Is any of your ailment in the house, is it respiratory?
Well, with me it is, mostly, yeah.
Now, do you have colloidal silver there?
No, I don't have any right now.
Well, here's what I found that works really good for that particular ailment. I heard it on the radio several years ago on Joyce Riley's show. And, you know, you can buy these atomizer things, and they're pretty expensive. You
right.
put the colloidal silver in it and breathe it into your lungs. And they had a guy call from... Well, you could tell by the way he talked. He was from up in the hills in Tennessee or somewhere in there.
Right.
And he said what he did was he just put pure colloidal silver on a single paper towel and then
right.
breathed it down into his lungs. Now, that's
no
what I use.
That wouldn't work.
Well, it does work. And I've recommended that to several people with benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Even great benefit. So, for what it's worth.
Hey, it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I would do that. I pretty much swear by the stuff.
Well, colloidal silver is fantastic stuff. There's no question about that. I just got thinking about it. I think I do have a little bit of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it. Lori, go ahead and take over for a minute, please. Sorry, folks. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, dear. How you doing?
Getting better each day. Thank you.
I'm Dan. What's your name?
I'm Lori.
Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Hi. You're in Ozarks?
Yes, we are.
Well, that must be nice.
I like the mountains. I miss the ocean, but the mountains.
Yeah, I flew over that area once. I think it was a C-135. I got a hop from somewhere down there, Raleigh or somewhere. And then I flew to Travis. But I remember flying over that area. It's beautiful.
Oh, we like it.
Beautiful area. Arkansas is absolutely beautiful from the air. I never realized how wooded that those areas were.
Well, we got plenty of wood, that's for sure. But I'm curious, Dan, how long were you in the service?
How long was I in where?
In the service.
Oh, in the service. Well, I joined when I was 17. Can you hear me all right, dear?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, because I'm on speaker right now. If I go to the headset, I might lose contact with you. I forget what we were talking about. Sorry, what was it?
Okay, how long were you in the Navy?
Oh, the military.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I joined when I was 17, and at that time they had a program called the High School Seaman Recruit Program. So you contracted with the Navy to get out a day before you were 21. So I was actually in for 3 years, I think a month and a day. Long time ago. Long time ago. I think it was probably a decade before Tim was in.
Well, I went in 1980, buddy.
Oh, 1980. Well, I went in 64.
Oh, wow. You were in quite a while before I was then.
Yeah, like 13 years or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Things are probably pretty much the same.
They were then. Now, they're not the same now as they were when you and I were in. But between mid-60s and 80s, they were pretty much the same, yeah.
Well, now we've got that Trident system.
Yes.
Now, that's still operational, isn't it?
Yeah, D4 and D5, I think they pretty much switched all to D5 now, from what I understand, the Trident D5. I was never on a Trident boat.
Yeah, I was on the Washington
and
class.
640. Okay.
They were 425 feet long and 33 feet wide.
Right. Right, that's pretty much the same thing as a 616 class was. 616 was 426 feet long, and Tridents, I think they were pushing 500 feet.
I remember 449, but that might be right, yeah.
Yeah.
On the Trident.
So,
if I don't know if you ever did it. Did you ever have one of your boats in floating dry dock or dry dock?
Oh, yeah.
And get to walk around the base of it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, didn't that shock you how big that machine was?
Oh, it did. It did, because it doesn't seem, you know, it's like that Doctor Who show. It's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside, but you got to, reverse it for a boat. Get outside and look at a boat. It looks huge when it's
That's
in dry
right.
dock.
That's
but
right,
on the inside, it doesn't seem near that big.
And to think that that whole system could become negatively buoyant and do what it does under the water,
right?
That's we start getting an idea how technically we evolved. We really are here on planet Earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've got technology now.
Boy, don't we? You know, until I got my health got so bad, I was supposed to go to the very first Seawolf class boat. They wound up disqualifying me from submarines. And first, it was a physical to get new construction. They decided I was too bad of health, and then they wound up disqualifying me from boats, period, medically. Still got my dolphins, of course, but nothing I did wrong, but they medically disqualified me. But I tell you, I finally got a chance right before I got out to take a look at where they were building that first boat, that Seawolf class boat. And yeah. My God, that thing was huge for a fast boat.
I wonder how long it was.
You know, I don't know.
It wasn't as long as that. It wouldn't be as long as an FBM, probably.
I don't think it was. It didn't look like it was. My guess is probably 350, 375, something like that. Probably a 6,500 ton displacement. That's the feeling I got. I don't know, Dan, okay? I'm just shooting numbers from memory from 30 plus years ago, you know?
Well, that's still pretty big for a.
Yeah, it was big for a fast boat.
Amazing.
Definitely. Definitely. Hey, so how's the weather out there where you're at, buddy?
It's cold. Now, by cold to me is anything below about 63 degrees, and I get really cold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
So what happens here after you've been here for years, the blood, you acclimate to it, to the heat, and your blood kind of thins out. So at about
I can believe 60, that.
Yeah. And so low tier night in the winter, you can get down to about 62, generally not much under that. And daytime temperatures here in the house will be about 80. So it has a very small range of temperature.
Right. I understand. And that's probably annually it has a very small range of temperatures, right?
Well, we never know here. The weather, believe it or not, summer to winter can be very capricious. We can have summers where we never really get much summer. It just seems to rain all summer. What are you going to do? You just live with it.
Right. Oh, yeah, it's all you can do, buddy.
Yeah, and enjoy it. Enjoy life and enjoy it all. Don't let nothing get to you.
Yeah, I was just looking. Temperature here right now is 31.5 degrees with the wind out of the northwest at about 12 miles an hour.
Well, that would turn me into a popsicle, Tim.
Yeah. Well, I might make me put on a sweater before I go outside, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's not bad. You know, like you said, it's what you're used to, what you get acclimated to.
Yeah, and one more thing I'd like to mention, if I can.
Sure, go ahead.
We have
you got
a
all day,
time
buddy.
Left.
No, got lots of time. We got a break coming up, but
I can wait if you like.
You can hang on through the break.
Yeah, I can do that. Sure.
But anyway, which what do you want to say, buddy?
Well, what I wanted to mention was, a lot of people. Let's be honest here. A lot of people are looking for places to go. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I do. Absolutely.
Relocation-minded people.
Right.
And they throw it around their minds all the time, you know, weighing the positive here and the negative and all that.
Right.
I kind of like it here on the Big Island.
I bet you do.
And I'd like to throw it out a little bit. Maybe later on down the road we could... talk about it more.
Sure.
We've got a real low population base here on the Big Island.
What a real estate price. Oh, I'll tell you what. Hang on for me just a minute.
Yeah.
Break, Dan, and we'll finish up with you. Then we're going to go to, it looks like, Karen in Maryland on line 5 when we get done with you. Folks, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Hang on.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Jim and Lori Spencer on Saturday, February 25th, 2017. Right now, we're visiting with Dan in Hawaii on line three. Then we're going to go to Karen in Maryland. Dan, go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Possibly this might be a good place to be in the future.
I think it could be.
The only problem I see, the only real problem, is Fukushima. Now,
right.
Now we got a lot to offer here. Multiple climactic conditions. There's snow on the mountains in the winter. Two big mountains,
right.
You know that. 13,000 feet tall. It sits side by side with a road through the center, Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. And
right.
All kinds of microclimates all around the island, different elevations. I can grow just about any kind of subtropical fruit here on my property and have done so. Got year-round
right.
Avocados, mountain apples. I could just go on
probably
and on.
Probably figs, mangoes, if I was guessing.
I'm a little high for mangoes. I'm at 1,000
feet.
They won't do well above about 500-600. But even some of the subtropicals won't do up here, but most of them will at 1,000 feet. Land prices, the sky can be the limit, depending
right.
on where you are, or it can be so low you can't believe it. Now, here in Puna, it's
wow.
relatively low. I'm in the Puna district on the east side,
okay.
outside of a little town called Pahoa, population 1,000, very old town, very nostalgic.
I like that.
Everybody's kicked back, lots of hippies. Very laid-back lifestyle. I like it. The problem here, of course, is work. If a guy's good with his hands, he might be an electrician, drywaller, whatever. Yard service would be good to come over and develop a yard service. That's always good these days. Lots of people coming over here with money. Not necessarily where I am, some. But certain parts of the island, there's people with serious money relocating here now and have done so for some time. So they need help. They always need help.
Oh, yeah.
So if someone
they'd rather pay for it than do it themselves.
Absolutely. So for the guy, the family, where they're entrepreneurial, have skills, have some money to hold them over until they can get a business built or get going somehow, it might be a good idea. But back to the Fukushima, that's the main concern as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I bet it is. You know, I was reading here just in the past week or so, Dan, you know, when you and I were in, they measured radiation in REMS.
That's correct.
And now it's sieverts for some reason. But micro sieverts and sieverts, both.
Yeah.
You know, it takes I might be wrong on this, but I believe it takes 10,000 micro sieverts to make one sievert.
Okay.
But anyway.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Remember when you and I were in, you know, 100 REMS would kill 100% of the people 100% of the time.
That's right.
Right. Now in these sieverts, it's 8 sieverts will do the same thing as 100 REM.
So 8
not micro
equals 100,
sievert.
Okay.
Right, that's apparently where it's at. And, you know, they got this thing cooking down, I think it's reactor number 2 there at Fukushima, and it's putting out 530 sieverts, not micro sieverts, but sieverts per hour.
Yeah, I heard that a week or so ago. That's shocking.
Right, and so for you and me, in our mind, that would like be better than 2,000 REM an hour.
Yeah, that's shocking.
It's like, oh, crap. I mean, you and I know what that kind of radiation... I mean, you can feel that kind of radiation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't see it here. One of the aspects that you'll see in people with radiation poisoning is a lack of energy and vitality.
Right.
And I don't see that here. And
well, that's
I look
good.
For it. I look for it. So far, we've... I feel we're good.
Well,
we're kind of in the center of circulation in the ocean. I don't think it's got
good.
Here yet. Yeah.
But I got to admit, if I lived where you did, buddy, I would be getting one of those radiation detectors. All right.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Thanks for your call, buddy. We're going to break, which is going to be 4 minutes. Then we're going to Karen in Maryland on line 5. Dan, feel free to call back if you want to, buddy. All right, everybody. Be back in 4 minutes. Thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Good morning. You're listening to the Real Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. I'm Lori Spencer. Today is our call-in. Caller's choice, number is 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. Anything you want to talk about or got questions? If we can't answer, maybe somebody who's listening can. Right now we're going to go to Karen in Maryland on line 5. Hi, Karen.
Hi there. Are you all in a position to discuss smart meters with me? Are you well enough versed in smart meters to discuss them?
Yes, we can talk about smart meters, Karen.
Okay. Well, for a while, I'm in a very good situation. I felt like I was the exception to the rule because, believe it or not, I did not have to deal yet with a smart meter. However, we have had a discussion that there is consideration being made. It is being considered to install smart meters, and I have the brand name that is under consideration. It's going to be one universal brand name that's going to be installed.
What is that brand name? Do you know, Karen?
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, it's either a Stratus Sensus or a Sensus Stratus, one of the two.
Sounds like the one we got here on the farm. Where ours isn't anywhere near the house, but...
Okay.
Well... Yeah, it sounds like the one we got here on the farm. The good part is we don't have to read the electric meter every month like we used to. The bad part is they can shut them off with a computer keystroke.
Okay. Now, let me just ask you, are there different kinds of smart meters, and are some... you know, definitely stay away from, and others are tolerable?
Well, ma'am, to be honest with you, I don't know the answer to that. Okay. What I have learned, you know, from the different shows I've been on and the reading I've done, apparently the farther you are away from them, from what I understand, and if anybody disagrees, call me and tell me. But from what I understand, the farther you are away from them, the better off you are. Like I said, there are some advantages, but there's many more disadvantages from everything I read. Our meter is 220 feet from the house.
I see. Okay. So when you say the farther you are away from them, does that mean where you physically are standing? Is that what you mean by that?
Yes, ma'am. That's the way I understand it. Now, I might be wrong. Okay, well, I'm not an expert. Well, let's get Lori to kick in on this. Lori, what do you know about them?
Not much of anything, hon. Excuse me, your department.
Okay. At least you're honest.
Let me ask you about this aspect of it. And I have not gotten a straight answer about this.
Okay.
But there is also an opt-out option. We have the option of paying a one-time fee and paying a monthly fee and opting out. And supposedly, the bill is going to go down once these are installed. And nobody has been able to answer whether or not, if we do the opt-out option, if we're still going to be dealing with a lower bill. In other words, if we're dealing with, you know, if the bill's going to go down by $19 a month, and you know, the opt out option is $17 a month, we'll still be ahead $2 if we opt out. Nobody's been able to answer that for me, but
Let me explain to you what happened here. Okay, now I don't know what your particular situation is, and would take the full 2 hours to find out, even if you knew all the answers. And don't take me wrong by saying this, Karen, but you probably don't know all the answers. You know, you're a normal person. That's not a bad thing. Now, here, what they were able to do was eliminate 8 jobs from the electric co-op we're on when they put in the smart meters. Okay, our bills did not go down, but they didn't go up either for about 2 years. We kept at the same price, which was a good thing. Now, this year, there's going to be an increase. But that's what happened here. They were able to eliminate about 8 jobs, and that made the electric co-op not have to spend as much money. Therefore, they didn't have to raise the rates, and that's what happened here. Now, I don't know how it is where you are. I don't know if you're in a co-op or a municipal system or what, but here, that's what happened.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. If there is an electric co-op, do you have any idea if there is an option for the membership to bring smart meters to a vote to decide whether to implement them or not?
Well, if it's a co-op, Karen, odds are you have an annual meeting, okay? And if you have an annual meeting, it normally runs under Robert's Rules of Order. And if you're a member, during that meeting, at the appropriate time, you can stand up and put it to a vote. You know, you can stand up and make your proposal as a member.
Okay, I understand. Okay,
Don't let that scare you, okay?
No. There's no reason to be daunted or intimidated by it. And I mean, you know, if... it would be nice to know how many were concerned and, you know, therefore collectively as a group, we could, you know, decide what we, you know, wanted to do about this. But, okay,
right.
So you're just not able to tell me with this particular make and model if there is cause for concern?
No, ma'am, I'm not. And I'm not sure any smart meter. Now, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I'm probably going to make some people mad. But I have yet to see evidence that smart meters are actually a hazard. Okay?
Well,
they're
privacy
concern, from what I've seen.
Okay, yeah, okay.
In other words, they know what you're turning on and when you're turning it on. You know, they report back to the electric company when your refrigerator kicks on. They do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a privacy concern, but I don't believe it's a safety concern. That's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I'm not trying to make anybody mad. I'm certainly not trying to make you mad, Karen. But I think the smart meter thing is slightly overblown. And if somebody has any different opinions, please, please call in. Educate us. That's what we're here for. We're here to learn as much as our callers are.
Well, okay, and I was just going to say that, I mean, I'm not even sure, you know, it's just, I'm not sure how effective opting out would be anyway, because it's not as if the neighbors are, you know, are going to do that. And, you know, so I'm not sure what that would really amount to if I did opt out. But
well, I'm not either. You know, the one benefit I like about smart meters is, if the power goes off, we don't have to call the electric company. The meter reports to them itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we no longer have to go out and write down the reading every month like we did for 20 years. Those are the two things I like about it. Okay? And that's my personal opinion.
Okay, all right. Well, that's fine. Okay, so I'm going to do some more digging into this. Now, do you have time to tolerate one more question, which shouldn't take long for you to go?
Sure.
Okay, no, I don't have that much more time, even if you do. So my next question is, are you well-versed in a cashless society to be able to discuss a cashless society?
Well, I'm probably as well-versed as any host on RBN is, so what's your question? And to I'll go top and say I'm against the cashless society.
No, that's fine. I'm not trying to be cynical about this. I'm being totally serious, even if you appreciate the question or the comment. But my question is, and I don't know whether all states participate in this, quite honestly. It could be that some states, you know, do not. But nonetheless, my question is, do you agree that the state lottery, L-O-T-T-E-R-Y, as in gambling, as in buying a lottery ticket, do you believe that that is beneficial to the economy, because that does keep cash flowing when it wouldn't otherwise flow? If you're only allowed to use cash to buy a lottery tickets, do you agree that helps keep cash, you know, floating around by buying one or two lottery tickets a week? Do you have a comment about that? Because, I mean, I can tell you that right now that some businesses, unless they sold lottery tickets, they would have very little cash on hand, very little.
Oh, I believe that, Karen. Now, in this state, you don't have to buy lottery tickets in cash.
Oh, I see.
Here in Missouri, where we are, you know, in Maryland, maybe it is that way, but here it's not.
Wow.
You know, I'll tell you how the lottery system works here, because that's the only one I know about. All right, the retailers that sell the lottery tickets make 10% on every sale. Whether it's a winner or a loser, they make 10%. Okay? I know a lot of people personally that spend $100 a day and by individual person on these scratch-off tickets.
Mm.
And they win just enough to keep them coming back. That's the way the system is set up.
Okay.
You know, I normally buy one Powerball ticket every Saturday afternoon.
Oh, you do?
When I get done, I normally buy one ticket. You know, one $2 ticket is normally what I buy. And
only one number is going to be drawn, so I understand that. If they were to do two different drawings, I would understand buying two tickets, but, you know.
Right. So I buy one ticket normally. When I go up and buy my Saturday afternoon Budweiser and carton of cigarettes, I normally buy one lottery ticket. And just one, $2. You know, like my wife says, you know, you can't win if you don't play, and she's right. So, you know, I'm just like everybody else. I kick in. But I know that where I go to buy my tickets, a friend of mine by the name of Don Salyer owns the store where I go, and he, you know, I don't think he'd be in business without the lottery tickets. I really don't.
Okay. No, I wasn't thinking of it from that perspective, but I mean, in some states, you do have to use cash to buy it. And my comment about it is, well, all of these, you know, individuals that are concerned about a cashless society, as they should be, you know, it seems to me that, you know, the lottery is one thing that keeps, you know, cash, you know, flowing around where it wouldn't, you know, otherwise be. So, I mean, it's, you know,
I agree with you.
Yeah, and I, you know, I mean, it's not, you know, I, you know, I mean, if you, in order, I think, to, you know, my advice is to completely avoid the scratch-offs and stick with games that have a time for their drawing so that, you know, you will just stop buying tickets and leave and wait for the, you know, wait for the drawing. But, you know, yeah, no, I'm done, but I mean it's just that you know it's okay. No. So you well, whether or not anybody else does, you do agree with that, and that doesn't mean that you should buy 10 tickets a week. But you know, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm done. Thank you, and I'm going to look
Thank
more
you, Karen.
Into this. I'm going to look into this more into this particular smart meter. You know, model, but I mean, I just, you know, I don't have too many like-minded individuals in my area, and so I quite honestly, I haven't heard that anybody is concerned about the smart meters, and I do understand that because we've got Wi-Fi all around us and smartphones
right.
all around us and microwaves, ovens all around us, and so I don't know that anybody is even paying particular attention to that, but okay, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. And call back if you find out more info. We'd love to hear it. Next, we're going to Jerry in Chicago. My friend Jerry, how you doing today on line 9?
Hey, Tim and Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to add on to what you were saying about that opt-out. Here in Chicago, because I installed smart meters for approximately 6 months, for
right.
subcontracted Commonwealth Edison, a Exelon Corporation member.
I've heard of that before.
Their here was approximately $20 to $25 extra on your electric bill every single month for the opt-out, and they said that within about a two-year time, everyone would be forced to accept the smart meter.
Now, Jerry, I have a question for you, as long as we're talking about them. You know, over the years, past 3 or 4 years, we've heard a lot of bad stuff about smart meters. But since you used to install them, are there any actual physical dangers to having a smart meter other than privacy concerns?
The big concern is here in Cook County, where Chicago is located, we have the Cook County Electrical Code. Everything's got to be done in conduit. Nobody can do a BX. Which is a pre-manufactured whip style. It would be considered like your Romex, but it got an armored cable over the top of it.
Like Greenfield on top of it? Okay.
It'd be like Greenfield, except that there's a paper coating around the conductors inside there and a ground, a very thin ground.
Okay.
But anybody that had Romex on their house should be a little bit leery about it.
Okay.
You know, Romex coming from the panel, Romex feeding the panel from the outside meter socket, they should be slightly concerned about it. Because there has been fires. I don't know if they corrected that situation, but there were people that actually lost their lives, but that was in other states.
All right. Now, is that because of the smart meter? I'm trying to add it up in my head, Jerry. You know, unless there was a dead short or power as a significant voltage surge or amperage surge. I actually probably be amperage over voltage. How do the start meter, the smart meters allow fires to start? I think I'm missing something.
Well, here's the problem: is their research into this never really proved that it was the smart meter. It was just coincidental that after the smart meter was installed, the house burned to the ground due to fire.
All right, Jerry, hang on. We've got a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in about 3 minutes. Jerry, please hang on. Then we're going to Herb in Wisconsin and Glenn in Kansas after we get done with Jerry.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer. Today is Saturday, February 25th, 2017. Right now, we're visiting with Jerry in Chicago on line 9. Jerry, where were we? I think we're talking about smart meters, right?
Well, yeah, we did. We were. And that wasn't the main thing I wanted to mention. But if you have any more questions that I could try to possibly answer, I'd love to do it.
All right. Well, Jerry, I do have a question, okay? There's a lot of fear. It may be paranoia. It may be reasonable. I don't know the answers. But a lot of people over the past couple of 3 years have mentioned all these dangers with smart meters, and you mentioned, you know, the possibility of fires after these things were installed. Do you see any intrinsic danger by using smart meters that you're aware of?
Well, the only danger I see is that they could spy in on your activity in your house. They could always see when the surge is going on when you're home, the
right.
refrigerator door opening, your dishwasher being used, your washer, dryer, any of your five-star energy-rated appliances. And some have even
right.
gone on to say, and I don't know the true answer to this, is that since everything in the grocery stores has a barcode on it, they can actually read every ingredient that's in your refrigerator, or every product, I should say, off the barcode.
I don't buy that one.
Have you heard this before, too?
No, I haven't, but I don't buy that because you got to be able to scan those barcodes, and we've got two brand-new refrigerators, within a year old, not brand-new, year old, and two side-by-sides in our house. We got a family of eight, so... You know, we need that. But anyway, there's nothing that I've seen in that refrigerator
that
can scan a barcode.
I had heard. Now, something else that I know for a fact, I had purchased a Faraday cage that
right.
just is it's magnetic. It goes over the meter, and it just sits on the meter socket. And what will happen is, since there's a transmitter inside of the smart meter to send the signal of your electrical usage back and forth to the pole and back and forth to the utility eventually,
right.
what will happen, this transmitter will burn itself out over time because it can't get past the Faraday cage.
All right. Now, does that affect your electric bill? Can they still read your meter with that Faraday cage yep. on it?
Absolutely not. They would not be able to read their meter unless they came out physically and looked at the numbers on it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so what happens is you burn up the meter, they get a trouble on that line, and they come out there and they say, well, okay, this is the problem. Take off the Faraday cage, replace the meter. Those meters are approximately $600 a piece.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah, that's what our co-op says they are. I think they said they were $680, if I remember the last meeting correctly.
Okay, well, now you can burn one up on average of about every 2 months before they get the trouble alert and come out there and replace it. Now, they will steal your Faraday cage, which is about $140 out-of-pocket for you. They will steal
right.
that like they did mine. Now, you could say, well, I'm just going to be a bastard. It costs me $150 or $140 every 2 months, and it's going to cost them $680. And you do the math
oh,
and see if you can get back them a little bit to where maybe they'll just say, hey, listen, we're just going to put an analog meter on your house. Maybe you should just
put you in. All right, Jerry, we've got a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in about 2.5 minutes. And Herb in Wisconsin and Glenn in Kansas, we will get to you, I promise.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.